made it open for profit.
有许多时候是因为惧怕说谎。
Sometimes because we are afraid.
有许多时候为了害人说谎。
Sometimes we want to harm others.
有一些时候是为了救人说谎。
Sometimes to rescue others.
所以呢，说谎有很多的等级。
Therefore, there are many different types of lies.
说谎的时候都是一种假的见证。
And all are false witnesses.
但上帝的四条诫命第九条里面特别加了一句：你不可做假见证陷害人。
The ninth commandment tells us that we are not to bear false testimony against others.
这一句 against others 是英文没有办法用中文表达的这么好的。
The English translation not as good as Chinese. Yeah.
你用假见证对人。
When you use false testimony against others,
这个是英文。
This is English.
你用假见证陷害人。
In Chinese,
这是中文。
It means you trap them.
你把它反过来的时候呢？
When you turn it around,
用假见证帮助人。
If you use false testimony to help others,
这个英文可以讲就出来了。
You can say that in English.
假见证害人， 英文就来不及讲了。
But the English translation for the first one not so good.
有一些时候中文是很可爱的。
And so Chinese very often is very good.
中文的本身不过是一个工具， 不是上帝。
But it is just a tool, it is not God.
所以我们用文化来传福音， 不是用福音来保守文化。
We use culture to preach the gospel, but not use gospel to preserve the culture.
文字文化不过是一个工具。
Words are just tools.
比如说要孝敬父母。
For example, that we ought to honor our parents.
这个在英文里面没有的。
Also not translated in English.
你只能说 honor your parents.
You say honor your parents.
那么对父母是 honor， 对老师也是 honor， 对总统也是 honor， everybody honor 就是这样的。
And in English language, you honor everyone.
就是完全没有办法表达式的。
So not adequately translated.
好，我们继续讲下去。
Let us continue.
所以雅各就这样出去了。
And Jacob left.
圣经告诉我们雅各这一次的出去了。
This trip of Jacob,
这有一件很重要的事情。
The Bible says something important happened.
神就特别向他启示一个前无古人后无来者明白的真理。
The Lord gave him a revelation that was completely unique.
那整个新约的宗保论就从这里建立起来了。
The idea of the intermediary in the New Testament is set here. In the midst of his journey,
他没有带指南针。
He didn't bring a compass.
因为中国的发明还没有到哪里去。
The Chinese invention hasn't reached his place.
他也没有带 GPS.
He also didn't have a GPS system.
他也没有带地图。
No map.
所以走走走走到一半的时候，太阳下山了。
So the sun has set in the middle of the journey.
所以在旷野的黑暗的地方里面。
In the midst of the darkness of the wilderness.
他就拿一块的石头放在路边。
He took a stone and put it on the road.
作为他枕头的地方。
To become his pillow.
他就睡觉了。
And he slept.
他也不怕汽车斩死他， 因为那时候也没有汽车。
He was not afraid of the car. But there's no car.
自然的就在野地睡觉了。
So naturally he just slept where he was.
至少他不怕野兽来抓他。
He was not afraid of the animals.
或者宿舍来咬他。
Or snakes.
他太累了，他就睡。
He was too tired, he just slept.
睡到一半的时候呢，
In the middle of the sleep,
他做梦了。
He had a dream.
我告诉你， 在圣经还没有全本启示成为文字记录以前，
Before the Bible is completed, revelation in words.
照希伯来书第一章第一节告诉我，
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 says,
上帝多次多方用不同的办法，
God would have revealed his will to his people in all ways, all manners.
所以你不奇怪旧约里面很多的梦。
So you will not be surprised that there are many visions and dreams in the Old Testament.
神就借着梦对人讲话。
And God spoke to men through dreams.
很多的意象。
Many visions.
神就借着意象表达他的旨意。
And God revealed his will through the visions.
但是当我们讲很多梦、很多意象的时候，
But when we use the word many dreams, many visions,
你要明白这些很多是相对的。
It's relative language.
因为全本旧约所涵盖的时代一共有几千年。
The whole Old Testament spent thousands of years.
亚当的挪亚有多少年， 没有人知道。
No one knows how many years from Adam to Noah.
从亚伯兰到耶稣就有差不多2000年。
From Abraham to Jesus about 2000 years.
几千年的历史里面。
So in these thousands and thousands of years,
有一些重要的属灵人梦了。
Some important biblical character had dreams.
梦到很特别的梦。
They had very special dreams.
他们见到了很特别的意象。
And they witnessed very special visions.
听见神对他们讲话的声音。
And heard the voice of God.
但这些的次序全部加起来，
But if you were to sum them all up,
其实不能算太多。
Actually not too many.
如果有几十次的话，
If maybe many tens of times,
几千年没有发生。
It happened within several thousand years.
几十年才一次。
Maybe a few decades then once.
几百年才几十次。
Many centuries a few times.
几千年才有一百次。
A few thousand years for
100 times. 这就不能像今天灵恩派的人每天做梦，每天上帝对他讲话。
So it's not like the charismatic say every day you have vision, every day God speak to you.
还有一个人上天堂七次，下地狱六次。
One person say he went to heaven seven times, went to hell six times.
上帝下来看到很多上帝要他看的事情。
He said that he saw many things God gave to him.
结果这种书卖的最多。
And people buy these books.
在二十一世纪，许多的人轻信。受这样的东西的吸引。
And in the 21st century, many people still believe in these books.
这些人就对圣经慢慢暗淡下来了。
Because of that, people ignore the Bible.
他们对已经正式的启示就没有兴趣。
They are not interested in the already completed revelation of God.
今天早上有一个坐在第一排的人讲完道来找我。
This morning, one of the people who sat in front came to see me after the sermon.
我认识一个人在贾加达。
He said, Dr. Tong, I know this one person in Jakarta.
每天上帝跟他讲话。
Every day God will speak to him.
而且他看天堂看地看了几十次。
And he has gone to heaven and hell many, many times.
你认为对不对呢？
What do you think about this?
我说，那你上帝有没有对你讲话？
And I asked this person, did God speak to you?
他有啊，每个礼拜上帝都对我讲话。
He said, yes, every week God speak to me.
我问你，上帝怎么对你讲话？
And I asked how?
上帝借着你解释圣经对我讲话。
He said, God speak to me through the word that you have explained.
我问他说，那个人是怎么样听上帝讲话？
I said, what about the person you mentioned?
他说，一闭眼睛，上帝就直接对他讲话。
He said, once he closes his eye, God speak to him directly.
很亲切的每天对他讲话。
And very clearly every day.
他有什么困难问上帝，上帝就用一句话跟他讲。
And everything he said to God, God will answer.
他就马上得到答案。
And immediately he received the answer.
这种人大概就不需要看圣经了。
I said, then he don't need to have the Bible.
他说，真的，他们感到看圣经太麻烦了。
And they say, yeah, it's so troublesome to read the Bible.
有时候还要找字典才看得懂。
Sometimes you got to find dictionary to explain it.
直接问，直接答就最快了。
Direct answering the best.
常常听上帝的话。
Always he hears God's word.
天天亲自跟上帝讲。
Every day he speaks to God himself.
每一天至少都有一两次跟上帝讲。
Every day at least once or twice.
每一个礼拜好几次上帝给他做梦。
And God will appear in his dreams.
这些都是上帝给他的启示。
All these are revelations of God.
我问他，你相信吗？
I ask this person, do you believe?
我就是越来越怀疑，所以今天才来问你啊。
So I ask you because I began to have doubts.
在全本圣经没有完全启示成的文字记录以前。
Before the Bible is completed in its revelation
in
words.
神常常用梦对某些特别的人讲话。
God would use dreams to speak to some special selected people.
不等于圣经已经完全启示记录下来以后，每一个记录都有同样的情形。
It doesn't therefore mean that every Christian must experience the same thing.
所以我们要非常的谨慎。
We want to be very careful.
那现在我们肯定雅各所做的梦是神给他的启示。
We affirm that the dream of Jacob was a revelation of God.
为什么可以这样肯定呢？
Why are we so sure?
因为他做这个梦的时候是圣经还没有启示下来的时候。
It was a dream that happened before the Bible was completed. Secondly,
他做的梦跟全本圣经的总原则是一致的。
His dream was consistent to the general principle of the whole Bible.
在什么事情上雅各的梦跟圣经是一致的？
In what manner is it consistent?
雅各梦见了有一个梯顶端接到天上。
In his dream he saw a stairway resting on the earth.
所以这告诉我们是一个通天的道路。
A stairway that reached the heaven.
这是神人之间的媒介。
A medium between God and man.
雅各所做的这个梦就是全中国历史里面最高的文化理想。
And his dream was actually the highest ideal of Chinese culture.
中国文化最高的理想是什么呢？
What is this highest Chinese ideal?
就是四个字。
Four words.
四个字什么字呢？
Four Chinese words.
天人合一。
That heaven and earth be one.
人怎么到天那里去？
Heaven and man be one.
人怎么与天发生关系？
How would a human being have a relationship with heaven?
那些王宫里面的人大言不惭，自己说是天子。
The emperor says that he's the son of heaven.
你问他什么生生下来的，谁是天母，他就莫名其妙。
If you ask him who then is your mother in heaven, he would not be able to answer.
自己代表天在地上执政。
But the emperor thinks he represents heaven.
但是这些天子都不行天道。
But they all don't do the work of heaven.
因为他们许多时候荒宴醉酒，邪恶淫乱，比普通的人道德都不如。
Most of the time, they live decadent life worse than a common man.
所以天人合一永远是个空洞的理想。
And so this has been an idea that cannot be reached.
那是教导我们比较做人的道理的人。
Those who teach us about ethics.
甚至我们认为至圣先师的孔子。
including people like Confucius.
他自己承认他没有办法明白天道。
He himself admitted that he could not understand heaven.
夫子之信于天道，不可得而闻也。
And he said that he cannot understand the ways of heaven.
因为孔子不能把真正的天道告诉我们。
He cannot tell us what truly heaven is all about.
所以他去找老子。
So he went to look for
老
子。老
子应该比孔子更老，叫做老子。
老子 was of course older than Confucius.
老子见孔子的时候很不客气地对他讲这些话语。
And 老子 was not very courteous to Confucius.
你要明白道吗？
He said, "Do you want to understand?"
我老实告诉你
，Let me tell you this.
像你这个态度，你是不能明白道的。
This attitude is not good enough.
如果孔子这样伟大的人，在老子眼光之中是不够资格明白道，明白道。
And if Confucius is not even worthy in the eyes of 老子 to understand 道，
今天我们是谁呢
？What about us?
所以孔子劝老子的话。
And so Confucius said to 老子，
去直子交泰以银质。
He says that you've got to go and change your attitude in the end.
你这种骄傲的态度，
so that your arrogance,
你这种淫的自厌，
and so this whole idea of self-decadence,
你是没有办法明白真理的，
will block you from the truth.
所以当孔子见了老子又回去对他的学生说，
and then Confucius went back and told his students,
我老实讲，
strictly speaking,
天上的鸟怎么飞我知道的，
I know how the birds in the air fly,
水里的鱼怎么游我也知道的，
I also know about the fishes in the stream,
只有一种我不知道的，
only one thing I don't know,
龙从那里来飞到哪里去我不知道，
I don't know where the dragon comes from and when it's going.
今天我见老子，
Today I have met 老子，
好像见掉一条龙一样的，
As if I have met a dragon,
我真的没办法了解。
So I cannot understand this.
孔子一生呢是没有办法把天道告诉我们的。
Confucius cannot explain heaven to us.
孔子告诉我们的是什么？
And all he can say was,
就是人道。
About man.
人与人之间的关系。
Relationship between man.
君臣、父子、夫妻、昆仲、朋友。
Relationship between father and son, brothers and sisters, emperor and the people.
这个五常的伦理。
Five different areas.
我们可以了解。
We can understand.
人与神之间的关系是没有办法的。
But not the relationship between man and God.
中国历史呢
？In Chinese history.
到近代
，till modern times.
所谈的最高的境界就是天人合一的道理。
It always tried to go for unity between heaven and man.
这个道理遥遥无期，不知从哪里我们可以得到。
But we don't have any clue how we can reach it.
到毛泽东一兴起的时候，连这个理想都被他砍断了。
And Mao Zedong even rejected this.
所以人不需要再谦卑等候天道。
And he said we don't have to wait for heaven.
人傲慢起来说人定胜天。
When we are arrogant, we say we will surely have victory over heaven.
中国历史里面最野蛮的一个时候。
This was the most barbaric time in Chinese history.
也是中国历史里面最可怕的一个时候。
And the most horrifying time.
这些事情都过去了。
And all these have passed.
现在中国的政府开始思想道德的问题。
And now the Chinese government is thinking about ethics.
伦理的问题。
About morality.
这些东西是共产党没办法叫出来的。
Not things that you can find in communism.
是无神论没有空洞的内容。
Or from an atheist.
所以他们要借助宗教重整伦理的问题。
They want to use religion to start to work out ethics.
宗教一定讨论伦理的问题的。
Because religion will discuss ethics.
宗教里面最可怕的是基督教。
The most frightening of all religion will be Christianity.
基督教的震撼力。
The power of Christianity.
基督教的永恒性。
The eternal.
基督教才真正有整体的宇宙观。
The comprehensive cosmo idea of Christianity.
不是单单只是吸引善男信女去。摸摸拜拜就够了。
Will not just attract people to just come and superficially pray.
基督教有足够的力量把共产主义推翻掉。
Christianity has the power to overturn communism.
借助宗教重整伦理，中国政府不得不用中国原有的佛教、道教作为基础。
And so they want to work more with Buddhism and Taoism.
所以在短暂的时间内，对基督教有真正的宗教自由的可能性还是不大的。
And so within the short term, it is difficult to have true religious freedom for Christianity.
今天我对你讲一句话语。
I will say this to you today.
当雅各在半路用石头枕住他做梦的时候，看见的天梯就是中国文化最高理想的天人合一神的一个启示。
And this dream that Jacob have along his way is the ideal that the Chinese always want to have.
人与神之间有没有路啊？
Is there a pathway between man and God? Yes.
是怎样的路呢？
What sort of pathway?
是个天梯。
It is a stairway to heaven.
顶点是什么？
And the thought
是连到天那里去。
Will reach heaven.
所以这句话的描写很特别。
And so it's very special.
当人类要做巴别塔的时候，
When we build the Tower of Babel,
从地开始，结果连不到天。
It started from the earth, but it cannot reach heaven.
以人为本，无法达到目的。
It was man-centered, but it cannot reach its goal.
这个就是巴别塔。
This is the Tower of Babel.
雅各所梦的天梯啊。
But in this stairway in heaven,
是连到天到地这里来联系我们的。
And the stairway came from heaven and reached the earth.
这个不是人本的努力。
It is not based on human effort.
这是神本的恩典。
But from the grace of God.
这是不是人自己的劳力可以达到的成就。
It was not something that can be achieved by human effort.
是神的恩典从宝座赐下来的道路。
But was a grace that came from God.
所以神给雅各梦见这个事情。
And so God allowed Jacob to have this dream.
这个启示是超过他给亚伯拉罕的。
This revelation is more important than that of Abraham.
这个启示是超过上帝给以撒的。
It is Abbas's dad that was given to Isaac.
亚伯拉罕伟大的信仰是在自然启示中的最高峰的多神论的信仰。
The greatest part about the faith of Abraham is the monotheistic faith that Abraham had in general revelation.
亚伯拉罕普遍启示神的创造跟神的独一发挥造神叫死人复活的救恩论的启示。
He was even able to understand the revelation of resurrection from the general revelation of God.
亚伯拉罕的信仰是伟大的信仰。
And so he had indeed a great faith.
我们对上帝的信仰的内涵里面最重要的成分都在亚伯拉罕的信仰里面存在着。
All the most important elements of our faith in God existed in the faith of Abraham.
相比之下，以撒是个很普通的人。
In comparison, Isaac was very common.
以撒根本没有什么重要的启示神赐给他。
God did not give him many important revelations.
但是到了雅各的时候，
but by the time of Jacob,
神把神人之间的这个媒介，神人之间的通路。启示给了雅各。
God revealed to Jacob the medium between God and man.
这条通到上帝那边的道路是什么呢？
What is this medium that can reach God?
基督借着身体被剥开，流血而死所完成的救恩。
It was the salvation that Jesus Christ completed by the shedding of His blood.
希伯来书第十章第二十节告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 20 says.
他为我们开了一条又新。又活的道路。
He opened up for us a new and living way.
是从我们可以透过幔子进到上帝的面前。
That we can enter through the shroud into God.
什么叫做透过幔子进到上帝的面前？
What does it mean to enter through the shroud?
大祭司一年一次，是七月四号，就代表全以色列人进到至圣所的里面去。
Every year on July the 10th, the high priest will enter into the most holy place on behalf of the people. Only one person.
只有一次。
Once.
只有一天。
Only one day.
大祭司代表全以色列人进到至圣所圣殿的心脏地带。
Where the high priest will represent all the people and enter into the most holy place.
那么他进去了，经过哪里呢？
Where would he pass by?
经过一个幔子。
He will pass by the curtain.
这个幔子从最高的屋顶到地面。
This curtain will hang from the highest roof.
整个至圣所完全盖起来。
To cover the entire most holy place.
这是整个以色列地最大的一片的这个一片的这个布。
The largest piece of fabric in the whole of Israel.
到了西律王建圣殿的时候。
When King Herod built the Bible.
建得很大。
He built a large one.
这个中间的幔子就大到特别可怕。
And this is indeed a huge, huge curtain.
大到一个地步。
It was so large.
装上去拆下来需要300个人。
That you need 300 people just to mount it.
又重又厚又高又宽的幔子是整片全以色列最大的一块布。
The largest fabric, very thick, very heavy, very wide and deep.
需要300个人力量才装上去。
300 men needed to put it up.
但是当耶稣钉十字架的那一天。
When Jesus was crucified,
就耶路撒冷出现了七大神迹。
There were 7 great signs in Jerusalem.
包括地震。
Earthquake.
包括死人复活。
The resurrection of the dead.
包括天地黑暗。
Darkness over the land.
还有不但如此。
Not only that.
最特别的。
The most special among them all.
这个以色列全国最大、最重、最宽、最高、最可怕的幔子。突然间从上到下裂成两半。
This curtain, the largest of all Israel, broke from the beginning, from the top to the bottom.
是谁的手有力把这个布把它拉开呢？
Who has the strength to tear into two?
我们现在常常埋的手提箱啊。
Now the luggage bag that we carry.
不再用皮做了。
It's no longer made of leather.
用一种布做的。
It's made of a certain fabric.
多数是黑色的。
Usually black in color.
那我每次买的时候。
Every time I buy it.
我买那个 Barbara Polo 这个牌的。
I will buy Polo brand.
上面就挂了一块布，就是原料一样样的东西。
They will have a sample cloth stuck to it.
上面写一句话。
With a statement.
Don't buy it if you can tear it.
If you can break it, then you don't have to buy it.
如果你能够把它撕裂，这块布用你的手 drag 那个拉开，你不必买。
You don't have to buy the baggage, you can tear away the sample cloth.
那个在香港我买才200多块港币。
In Hong Kong, it's about 200 over Hong Kong dollars.
怎么可能200多块港币可以用这样的材料做一个你怎么撕都撕不破的东西呢？
How can it be so cheap if it's so resilient?
我去试试看。
So I tried.
我曾经自己撕好几次，撕五六次，没有办法，就是没有办法撕。
I tried many times, but it just couldn't tear.
所以我就买了，因为说如果你能撕就不必买，因为不能撕我就买了。
Because of that, I have to buy, I couldn't tear.
那么在这个经验里面，我就想象一件事情了。
In this experience, I thought of this thing.
谁的手能能够把这个幔子从上到下撕变成两半呢？
Whose hand is strong enough to tear that huge curtain into two?
那个时候一定不是一只。
It cannot be one hand.
一只要撕东西，撕来撕去是拉来拉去。
You cannot tear things with one hand.
你要两个手在相反的力量的方向拉的时候，你才能把它撕破。
You must tear with two hands opposing force.
在但以利的时代。
In the era of Daniel,
有一个王叫做伯沙沙。
There was a king by the name of Barsese.
他邀请了1000多外交人员。
He asked for 1000 over diplomats.
举行大宴席的时候。
And to attend a big banquet.
忽然间有一个手出现。
Suddenly a hand appeared.
不是人的手。
Not a human hand.
在墙上写了字。
Writing on the wall.
Mini mini ugel ufasin.
Mini mini ugel ufasin.
Mini mini 什么意思？
What does this mean?
你被算到日子为止了。
The day is up.
Kikel 无发生什么事呢？
And the second sentence.
你的日子结束了。
Your days are done.
你的政权归于别人了。
Your reign is over.
上帝的手在人的政权中间干预。
It means that the hand of God intervened in the political arena.
一个政府兴起是神的许可。
The Lord allows the rise of a political
government. 政权下去是神的干预。
And God will intervene when it falls.
上帝兴起尼布加尼撒。
And God raised Nebuchadnezzar.
兴起这个拿破尼度
and also raise Nabonidus
在兴起伯沙沙
and also 伯沙沙
这是神的许可
these are the plan of God
上帝的时间到的时候
but when the time of God was up
你多大的政权也没有用
doesn't matter how powerful you are
多强的军队也没有用
how strong the army you have
神给你的时间已经到了
the time of God was up
所以世界最大的帝国一个一个消灭
the greatest empire will disappear one by one
消灭的时候都是最强盛的时候
they are always falling when they are the
外强中干
they look strong but they were weak
军备很强
lots of army
斗志消化
but no fighting spirit
他们的国防很强
they may have great defense
信道德崩溃
but the sexual ethics was gone
孟子所讲的
Mencius says
国之将兴必见征祥
if the country is about to decline you will have signs
要将兴要兴起
when a country is about to go up
Right.
There will be good signs.
如果一个国之将亡，必见妖孽。
But when the country is about to decline, you will see evil signs.
或者用更简单的话说，你看见很多妖怪的时候，你就知道这个国家快要灭亡了。
In other words, if you see a lot of strange people, then the country is about to fall.
就是这样简单。
It is that simple.
亲爱的弟兄们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
巴沙沙看见一个不是人的手写 "mini mini tikel ufasin" 的时候。
When the king saw that not a human hand wrote the word,
吓死了
he was shocked.
他没有办法解释。
He couldn't explain it.
这一件情景啊
this scene,
历史上只有一个伟大的图画家画出来。
Was only painted by one great painter in history.
就是荷兰的 Rembrandt.
It was Rembrandt.
他画伯沙沙王穿的金碧辉煌的那些绫罗绸缎的衣服，但是在那里看着那个手，他金黄瑟瑟，没有办法转眼。他知道完了。
He painted a very fearful king looking at the inscription, knowing that his end was near.
我已经叫人从头画一张。
I have asked someone to emulate the painting.
以后放在我的博物馆里面。
Later you will be in my museum.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
那时候是一只手。
One hand.
但是这一次呢，是两只手。
But this time it was two hands.
把这幔撕裂。
To tear the curtain.
表示不是大祭司才有特权。一年一次一天一个人进去
To tell us that it is not the only right of the high priest to enter once a year only. Because the grace of God is now upon us. That a sinner will be able to see the ark with his own eyes. It is not part of the general revelation, but special revelation, the saving grace. What God has given to Abraham, what God has given to Jacob, was the scene of how Christ will come on earth. For the curtain to be broken in two, it represents how Jesus' body is broken for our sake. In the Holy Communion, Jesus said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Thanks be to God. Jacob was able to see. After this dream, he was surprised. The angels of God ascending and descending on
him.
In the New Testament, it happened once.
But Paul,
not Paul.
不是雅各,
not James.
不是彼得,
not Peter.
不是约翰,
not John.
不是希伯来书的作者,
not the author of Hebrew.
竟然是耶稣自己讲的,
it was Jesus Christ himself.
你们要看见上帝的天梯, 上帝的儿子, 就是这个天梯, 基督就是神人合一的真正的中保,
that you will see the Son of God, the intermediary between God and man.
所以当雅各醒过来的时候,
and so when Jacob awoke,
他莫名其妙,
he was surprised.
他讲了一句话,
and he said,
我昨天做了什么梦?
What sort of dream was this?
这个什么地方?
What place is this?
这不是别的,
it's not other places, not a normal place.
这是天的门,
this is the gate of heaven.
这是神的殿,
and the house of God.
请你注意啊, 雅各这么敏感,
Jacob was very sensitive.
雅各这么聪明,
he was intelligent.
雅各这么果断,
he was decisive.
他用了最简单的话, 表达了最深的意思。
He used the simplest word to express the most profound thing. After he awoken from his dream,
他就这么说,
he said,
这是天的门,
this is the gate of heaven,
这是上帝的殿,
and the house of God.
我非常惊喜,
I am astonished
他的口可以讲出这句话来,
that he could say this.
你们知道不知道, 这是全本圣经出现的第一次殿这个字。
Do you know that this is the first time the word house of God appeared?
全本圣经讲殿,殿,殿,殿,讲很多次。
The Bible talks about the house of God many times.
但是都是讲建筑物。
But it's all about buildings.
都是讲有墙,有门,有建筑,有具体宏伟的,像一个大的建筑的,叫做殿。
Physical building with doors, with windows, a grand building.
有祭坛,
the altar.
有祭司,
the priest.
有约柜,
the ark,
有许多的器材在里面,
many different tools.
就叫做殿,
this is a temple.
但雅各的了解不是如此,
but not so for Jacob.
雅各梦见天梯以后,
after he dreamt of the stairway,
这不是别的,
he said, this is no other place.
这是天的门,
this is the gate of heaven.
这是上帝的殿,
and the house of God.
这句话是没有人可以讲出来的。
No one else can declare this.
所以雅各是一个很特别的人,
and so he was a very special person.
他不念的不是红豆汤,
he was not he didn't want the soup.
看重的不是外表人家看他好不好,
he didn't place emphasis on what others thought of him.
他不是讨父亲的喜悦, 多娶一个妻子就结束了,
he didn't just want to please his father and have a wife.
绝对不是做外表,
he didn't do superficial things.
他明白到上帝心里中间最深最深的事情, 那是他特别首要的要求。
His primary goal was to understand the thoughts of God himself. And so do not be surprised that God will love him but hate Esau.
从人的标准来看,雅各没有什么,
from human standard, Jacob seems to be just a deceitful person.
从人的看法, 以撒是一个很敬爱父亲,会替父亲煮好菜给他吃,尽责任的好孩子。
And Esau seems to be an orderly and filial son.
神不是这样看人,
but not how God saw it.
神看你多少明白他的心意,
God wants to see how much you understand him.
多少遵循他的道理,
God wants to see how obedient you are to his command.
明白他的启示,
and God wants to see how you understand his revelation.
神看你怎么说, 抓到他恩典的重点在哪里。
And how you grab hold of the essence of His grace.
这些都在雅各的生命中间看出来。
We see all these things in the life of Jacob.
以扫的生活完全没有。
But not so in the life of Esau.
你不要奇怪。
So do not be surprised.
神为什么爱雅各？
That God would love Jacob.
因为他一生讲抓住，抓住。
All his life, he grabbed hold of the opportunity.
很多人只抓住赚钱的机会。
Many people grab hold of the opportunity to make money.
抓住物质的利益。
The opportunity to grab material.
雅各不是如此。
Not so for Jacob.
抓住神的心意。
He grabbed hold of the heart of God.
抓住长子的名分。
The status of the firstborn.
抓住救恩的中心。
He grabbed hold of the center point of the salvation.
抓住神殿的意义。
And the meaning of the house of God.
抓住神启示的有关于通天的门的教训是什么。
And the teaching of the gate of heaven to heaven.
这就全部明白了以后呢。
After he understood all these things.
拿着一个木头，拿一个柱子，有石头立了一个柱子。
He made a pillar of the stone.
在那里用油浇上去。
And pour oil on it.
表示在被造界的石头上面。
It means that in the created world on this stone,
需要上帝的恩膏,
we need the anointing of God,
以神立约,
to have a covenant with God,
这是神启示的地方,
the place where revelation came,
这是上帝的殿,
the house of God.
所以你问雅各, 上帝的殿在哪里?
So if you to ask Jacob, where is the house of God?
就在这里,
he said right here,
这里哪里有殿呢?
There's no house here.
这里有什么殿呢?
What sort of house is there?
根本这不是殿,
this is not a house.
雅各会告诉你,
but Jacob will tell you,
殿不是建筑。
The house is not a building.
殿是神人相遇的地方。
It is a place where God will meet man.
殿是人领受神启示的地方。
A place where we receive God's revelation.
殿是神与人立约的地方。
A place where we have covenant with God.
殿是基督的牺牲使我们通天的地方。
A place where through the sacrifice of Christ we reach heaven.
所以他的神的殿的观念是很清楚。
So he was very clear about the temple and house of God.
保罗后来对我们说，
The apostle Paul says,
上帝的殿是圣洁的。
The house of God is holy.
这殿就是你们。
And you are the house of God.
所以保罗在新约的发现。
And the discovery in the New Testament.
是把殿主物质的建筑解开来。
Is where we break through from this physical house of God.
把神在人身上与人合一的这种救赎带来的果效，当作就是神的同在，就是圣殿。
That the salvation that God has given to us, the presence of God is the temple of God.
雅各的了解。
In the understanding of Jacob.
保罗的解释。
The explanation of Paul.
中间有耶稣基督的教导。
There is also the teaching of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说，
Jesus Christ says,
你们看这个殿很伟大。
You may think that this temple is great.
我实实在在告诉你们，
Truly I say to you,
你们把它拆下来，
Destroy it.
我三天要把它重建起来。
And I will rebuild it in 3 days.
他们对耶稣讲一句话。
They say to Jesus,
这殿已经建了46年。
We took 46 years to build the temple.
还没有建成功。
And we are not done.
你可以在三天重建下来，你这张嘴巴是讲建王的话。
How can you say that you can rebuild it in 3 days?
其实叙利王不是用46年建。
King Herod did not use 46 years.
他是用64年建。
He actually used 64 years.
建到成功的时候。
When it was completed.
用不到60年就烧掉了。
Less than 60 years, it was burnt down.
或者用不到真正用不到成功，用不到几二十年就烧掉。
Maybe truly they didn't use it for 20 years.
耶稣在世界上的时候
，When Jesus was on earth,
已经建了46年。
They took already 46 years.
耶稣降生以前
，Before Jesus was born,
十多年圣殿就建了。
They started building the temple.
到耶稣活的时候
，When Jesus was alive,
已经46年了。
It took 46 years already.
再18年就是64年。
And then take another 18 years to 64 years.
圣殿是在主后40多年所建成功的。
And so the temple was completed 40 over years AD.
圣殿是主后70年被烧掉的。
Burns 70 AD.
所以用的时间太少了。
So very few time used.
为什么呢？因为圣经里面四大殿。
There are 4 great temples in the Bible.
第一个是所罗门所建的。
The first one by Solomon.
第二个是所罗巴巴所建的。
The second one by Zerubbabel.
第三个是叙利王所建的。
The third one King Herod.
第四个是还没有建成的。
The fourth one not done.
以西结的异象里面看见的。
Seen in the vision of Ezekiel.
四个殿。
These 4 temples.
殿的预备就是会幕。
Plus the tent before the temple.
都是神所启示的。
All these are the, from the revelation of God, especially for Moses.
山上领受的启示。
The revelation he received on the mountain.
会幕多长？
How big the tabernacle was? How wide?
里面的木头是什么？
The wood to be used.
什么是用金做的？
What is of gold?
什么用香檀木做的？
What is of cedar?
所有的尺寸都按照天上所指示的样式才可以建的。
Dimensions given to him from heaven.
我告诉你，这五个。一个会幕，四个圣殿里面。
The tabernacle plus four temples.
为什么希律王殿建了60多年，不到120年就被烧掉
？Why was that built by Herod destroyed so quickly?
只有这个殿 不是上帝吩咐他做的。
Of all the temples, this one was not of God.
神不负责。
And God was not responsible for it.
耶稣讲的这句话。
Jesus said this.
就是把这个殿拆下来。
If you destroy this temple,
我三天可以再把它建立。
I will rebuild it in 3 days.
原来耶稣这句话的意思是什么？
What he meant was,
你们把我杀死，我第三天复活。
After you kill me, I will rise again on the third day.
所以将你看见从雅各到耶稣到保罗是连成一线。
So from Jacob to Jesus to Paul, there's one line continuity.
殿不是建筑。
The temple is not a building.
殿是神人合一。
It is where God and man become one.
殿是神向人立约的地方。
It is where God has made promise with us.
殿是神对人启示真理的地方。
A place where God revealed His truth to us.
殿就是耶稣基督。
The temple is Jesus Christ.
基督就是教会的元首。
Jesus is the head of the church.
教会就是基督的身体。
And the church His body.
所以保罗说，这殿就是你们。
So the apostle Paul says, you are the temple of God.
新的观念。
The concept of the New Testament.
身体是圣灵的殿。
That our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
身体是上帝的殿。
We are the temple of God.
这样全本圣经的启示是完全一致的。
So you see the consistency in the revelation of the whole Bible.
最先领受明白圣殿意义的就是雅各。
The first person who understood this was Jacob.
这是全本圣经里面第一个。
The first person in the Bible.
明白殿的人。
Who understood the house of God.
就是当他逃避哥哥追杀的时候
when he tried to escape from his brother,
半路用石头做枕头
when he slept upon a stone,
神就对他讲话了
God spoke to him.
这样我们看见一方面他的调皮他的错误不能没有办法逃避上帝的审判
He did not escape the punishment of God because of his deception and mischievous.
但是上帝的特别启示
But the special revelation of God, the covenant of God,
照样没有被取消
was not taken away.
所以当他醒过来的时候
when he awoke,
他就献一个柱子浇了油给上帝
He set a pillar of stone and poured oil on it.
那是上帝啊
And said, God,
如果你与我同在
if you are with me,
在我所走的路上保佑我
and watch over me on this journey,
给我有足够的东西来吃
give me food to eat,
给我有衣服穿
clothes to wear,
给我有一天平平安安回到我父亲的家
that I can return safely to my father's house,
我就以你为我的上帝
then the Lord will be my God,
我在立的柱子上要做你的殿
and on this stone I have set up as pillar will be God's house,
最后一句话
and lastly,
你所赐给我的
And all that you give me,
我要奉献十分之一。
I will give you a tenth.
这是唯一。
This is the only place.
在旧约里面。
In the Old Testament.
在律法赐下以前。
Before the laws were given.
向上帝立约献十分之一的一个先例。
A first incidence of a covenant of a tithe.
这以前。
Before this.
只有亚伯拉罕。
Only Abraham.
曾经战胜世王的时候，把好的、最好的乳品。十分之一献给墨基洗德。
After he had victory over the four kings, he gave a tenth of the loot to Melchizedek.
然后，在雅各的祷告里面，他这样应许了。
And then we see this in the prayer of Jacob.
当新约结束的时候
，When the New Testament ended,
上帝借着先知对我们说
，To the prophet God said,
你们要把当纳的十分之一全然归入我的库中。
You are to give your tithe into my storehouse.
今天很多人以为那是旧约的问题。
Many people think that this is for the Old Testament.
我告诉你，新约不是顺移旧约。
The New Testament is not a reinvention.
所以我们应当超过十分之一来献给上帝。
What we need to do is to give God further more than His command. I say this to you, sir.
十分之一是上帝的。
A tenth belongs to God.
十分之一不是奉献。
And so it cannot be considered as an offering.
十分之一是属上帝的，你当把上帝的物归回上帝。
A tenth belongs to the God, to the Lord, and so you ought to give it back to God.
十分之一以外，你甘心乐意奉献，那才叫做奉献。
Offering comes beyond the tithe.
这样在新约圣经给我们看见，有神的十分之一。
The New Testament tells us there is a tithe of God.
甘心蒙悦纳的奉献。
There is also offering out of the willing heart.
有对那些爱主的、尊重的传道人的馈送。
There are also gifts to servants of God who love him.
对穷人的周济。
And also help for the poor.
照着圣经的原则来看。
Based on biblical principles,
我们能用在自己身上的钱是不多的。
We don't actually have too much money for ourselves.
有神的钱。
There is money for God.
有圣工的钱。
Money for ministry.
有尊重人的送的礼物。
Gifts that you give to servants of God.
有对穷人的周济。
The help you give to the poor.
对政府当纳的税。
And also the tax for your government.
都是在我们应当付的钱的例子里面。
These are all things that we ought to pay for.
圣经是很严格的。
The Bible is very stern.
求主帮助我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
今天我就讲到这个地方。
I will stop here this evening.
下个礼拜我们继续解释，继续查经。创世纪中间的教训。
And next week we'll continue on the teachings of Genesis.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray.